backbone to most Americans' retirement plan is the guaranteed income they're going to receive from the Social Security Administration in retirement. Over 40% of Americans in retirement, their sole source of income comes from Social Security, no money from pensions or 401ks or annuities. And so in today's video, I want to talk about five ways you can maximize that important benefit. My name is Kevin Lum. I'm a certified financial planner, and this channel is dedicated to helping a million people retire without worry. Now, before we talk about how you can maximize your benefit, I think it's important to understand exactly how your benefit is calculated. So as you know, you've been working for 30 or 40 years, and every time you get your paycheck, you look on there, and a little bit of your money goes to Social Security. When you retire and it's time to take your Social Security benefit, at your full retirement age, at age 66 or age 67, you're going to qualify for your primary insurance amount, your PIA. So the question is, how do they calculate that primary insurance amount? So I'm going to do my best to make this as simple as possible. I'm using a chart from Michael Kitsis. He's the guru for financial planners. But essentially, it's a 4 or 5 step process. So the first thing that happens is they calculate all the money you've earned for your entire career. So they look back and see exactly what you've earned. Let's say it's $5 million. And then the second step is they inflation adjust that income, because what you earned in 1980 is worth significantly more in today's dollars than what you were paid in 1980. So they take all your income that you earned throughout the years and they adjust that for inflation. Now, one thing that's important to know as of 2023 is they only count your first $160,200 in income towards Social Security. So if you earn $1 million a year, only $160,200 is going to be included in that calculation, because you only paid the Social Security tax up to a certain limit. So they take all your income, they inflation adjust it, and then the next thing they do is they take your top 35 highest paying years. So let's say you have a 45-year work history. First 5-10 years of working, you earn very little money. So they're going to drop out all those years and they're going to take the top 35 earning years. They're going to add all that money together. So let's say they take your 35 highest earning years. The years are the amount that's under the cap. And they put all it together and you earned $4 million. They're going to take that $4 million and they're going to divide it by 420 months. And that's going to give you your AIM, your average index monthly earning. So that number is, in this scenario, is 9,524. So the 4 million divided by 420 is going to give you this average index monthly earning, 9,524. So now that we have your average index monthly earning, now we need to calculate your primary insurance amount. Now, here's where it gets a bit complicated. The program is designed to increase, your payment is designed to increase as your income increases up to a limit. But it is also designed to help lower income people at a disproportionate level to upper income people. So let me try to simplify this a bit. So if there are two people, one person earns $40,000 a year and one person earns $80,000 a year, the person who earns $80,000 a year is not going to have twice the benefit of someone who earns $40,000 a year. The program is designed to disproportionately help lower income individuals. So you have this number, 9,524. To calculate your primary insurance amount, they're going to take the first $1,115, and this is in 2023, and 90% of that is going to count towards your primary insurance amount, so a little over $1,000. Then the next $5,000 of that amount, about 32% of that money is going to be counted towards your primary insurance amount. And then of everything over and above that $6,721 up to the cap, 15% of that number is going to be calculated into your primary insurance amount. So if the total of all your earnings is $4 million divided into 420, it's 9,524. Then they're going to put it through this analysis using these bands. And now the amount of money you're going to receive at your full retirement age is going to be $3,407. So that's how you end up with your primary insurance amount. Now, the reason I took all this time and went through this is because I think it'll help you understand a bit more some of the strategies for maximizing your Social Security income. So the first strategy to maximize your income is to work 35 years, because if you only work 30 years, you're going to have a lot of years with zeros in that calculation, because they're not going to divide it by something less than 420 months. So if you don't have a full 35 years of work history, the easiest way you can maximize your retirement earnings is just to work a few more years, and that will increase the amount of money that you're going to earn. Now, the next strategy is related to the first strategy, but is maxing out your earnings through your full retirement age. So if you have a number of years where you're earning a fairly low income and you need those years to drop off, and you're at your peak earning years right now, continuing to work a few years longer instead of pulling back and working part-time, it could really help increase the amount of money that you're earning in retirement, because it's going to take that $4 million and it's going to help that $4 million grow, because you're going to have much higher earnings to include in there. And so then when they go to calculate your primary insurance amount, it's going to push that number up. So if you were in peak earning years right now and you have some low earning years earlier in your career that you need to drop off, maxing out your benefits until you retire can be really helpful. Now, you need to remember there's a limit to what's going to be included in that Social Security payment. So if you're earning $400,000 a year, dropping down to part-time and earning $200,000 a year isn't going to make any difference. On the other hand, if you're earning $160,000 a year and dropping down is going to drop you to $80,000, that could impact your benefit. And so one way you can increase that benefit is just maximizing your earnings through retirement. Now, the third strategy to maximize your Social Security benefit is managing taxes. Taxes can end up being one of the most expensive costs you'll have in retirement, but if you manage it well, you can reduce it greatly and potentially even reduce your tax burden to basically zero, but you've got to be strategic. Now, I'm not going to go into it all here because it's fairly complicated, and I have another video where I walk through it really in depth, but you can end up saving yourself thousands of dollars each year if you're strategic about it. At least some people can keep that tax at zero, which then leaves more of that money in your pocket. Now, the fourth way to maximize your benefit is just to think about when you take your Social Security payment. As you know, your full retirement age is at 66 or 67, depending on when you're born, but you can take your benefit as early as age 62 and as late as age 70. If you take the benefit early, you receive a reduced amount. If you take it later, you receive an increased amount. Now, I have an entire video where I help kind of think through this, but if you read through the comments on the video, it's really interesting because the people are in two camps. There's a group of people saying, no, you should take it immediately, and other people saying, no, you should wait as long as you possibly can. And part of the reason that there's this divide is that people have different purposes for Social Security. For some people, in fact, for 40% of Americans, it's the only way they can retire. And so if you can't work another day at your job, even if you're age 62 and it's a decreased benefit, if you can make the numbers work, it might make sense to go ahead and retire. But for other people, they view it as more of an insurance policy. So they know they can work in their younger years, but as they age, they have less of an ability to work. And so they need a higher guaranteed income amount to make sure that in their older years, when they are most vulnerable, they have more money coming in. It's a very personal decision with a million different factors. But that's another thing you can do to maximize your Social Security payment is just to delay taking it. The fifth way to maximize your benefit is around spousal benefits. Now, there's a couple components to spousal benefits. First, if you were a spouse who maybe stayed at home or didn't have near as much income coming in, you can receive up to 50% of the primary insurance amount of your spouse. So let's say your primary insurance amount is $1,000, but your spouse's primary insurance amount is $4,000. You can choose to receive 50% of their primary insurance amount, which would be $2,000 a month, which is significantly better. So one of the strategies you can do to maximize your benefit is you can have one spouse, the higher earning spouse, delay taking Social Security till, say, age 70, and the lower earning spouse to begin taking Social Security at age 62. So you have some income coming in, maybe you can go ahead and retire and then delay taking the higher payment until later. Now, here's where it gets interesting. You're not allowed to claim a spousal benefit until your spouse has begun claiming Social Security. So that means you can claim your own benefit at age 62. So at age 62, you can claim your own benefit. Let's say it's $800 a month because you claimed it early and you're going to receive a reduced benefit, but you have $800 a month coming in. And then so at age 70, when your spouse claims their benefit, you're able to switch from your benefit to your spousal benefit. It's important to note that the 50% is only based upon the primary insurance amount of your spouse. So if they delay to age 70 and they're going to make $6,000 a month, you're still only going to receive 50% of the $4,000, whatever their primary insurance amount is. But it's a great strategy to get some money today, but also to maximize some of your long-term earnings. Now, I could do an entire video. In fact, I probably will do an entire video on spousal benefits because there's all sorts of different things we could talk about. You know, you have to be married for a year. If you've been married 10 years and divorced, you still may qualify for spousal benefits. The one other thing I'll mention related to spousal benefit is survivor benefits. So if your spouse passes, you qualify for 100% of the benefit amount they were receiving. Let's say, for example, their primary insurance amount is $4,000, but they delayed taking their payment until age 70. So they're earning $6,000 a month and your spouse passes. You're able to claim that $6,000 a month, not just their primary insurance amount. So if you're trying to decide, should I delay or should I not? And you're considering, you know, men die earlier than women or whatever the case might be. One of the things you might want to think about is how is this going to impact my spouse? And does this create a larger safety net for them if something were to happen to me? There's also a number of strategies around the survivor benefit that you can use as well. And the rules are slightly different than the spousal benefits. And I just want to scratch the surface. Hey, thanks for listening. We always appreciate the fact that people take time out of their day to listen to one of our episodes. Also, if you enjoyed this content, if you would do us a favor and on your favorite podcast app, Spotify or Apple or wherever you're listening to this, if you'd leave us a review, that would help other people find this content and know that it's at least not awful. Also, if you ever want to have a retirement checkup, always feel free to go to our website at foundryfinancial.org and you can schedule a free 30-minute initial call.